Data on salaries of some chief executive officers of India's top corporate houses reveal pay hikes of 40% to 50% over the last year. A debate has arisen as to just how justified this is in a country like India.
The plush work atmosphere, a new breed of executives for whom age is no longer the limitation to touching the managerial peaks. Corporate India is no longer held back by the old regime of bureaucratic public sector undertakings, where the system and the scales were all. With private enterprise rising to become corporate money churners, the top rung, those running successful promotion strategies, many the owners themselves have grown to command astronomical pay packages. The issue raised is just how ethical is it in this country?
America is different, India is different. We have a lot of poverty in this country. We have a lot of unemployment in this country. So industry and business in India has to be much more socially responsible, socially conscious, thinking about the community as a whole. We can't have everybody in Indian industry taking huge salaries and perks for themselves and not remembering what is the situation in the rest of the country. That's one. Second, we can't have a big gap between the CEO and the next level, or the CEO and the lowest level. There must be a balance.
Among the top in this list of earners are the Ambani brothers of Reliance Industries. Mukesh Ambani gave himself a 33% increase this year. Vivek Paul, vice chairman of Wipro, is not far behind, taking home a whopping pay packet. In contrast, Azim Premji, also of Wipro, earned a relatively more balanced sum, as did Rahul Bajaj of Bajaj Autos, though their respective companies continued to perform favorably in the last year. They are part of a lobby that calls for a cap on salaries, an equitable distribution of the company's wealth. Voices have urged narrowing the huge gap between CEOs and their next in command. Some, though, cite the importance and price of skill sets and experience.
I really do not see that the Indian CEOs are overpaid, because there is always a value to the position, there is always a value to the skill sets and competence. And I believe that the compensation would be incommensurate with the skill sets and the responsibility which the CEO is supposed to be discharging. And in that context, I really do not consider Indian CEOs to be as overpaid.
A large part of it has to do with the coming in of multinationals and the mammoth salaries that they pay in India, in consonance with international currency rates of exchange. The pay packets they take home are between 100 and 300% more than the number two. Looking at them, salaries of CEOs of Indian companies still lag behind considerably. Whereas American CEOs earn some $5.7 million annually on average, their Indian counterparts just touch around $2 million. The debate in India as to what CEOs should take home, irrespective of international influences, rages on. Corporate bodies have called for voluntary change without government legislation.
Multinationals will have to do what they want to do. We can also appeal to multinationals who are operating in India, that please don't pay too much, multinational salaries. We can appeal to them. When we are talking about CEO salaries, we are talking about everybody in India. It is industry in India, business in India, whether it is Indian or multinational, American or Korean or Japanese, But we can't really have that much influence on foreign companies, but we can influence Indian companies.
Far from the millions and billions negotiated in terms of paychecks, the common workers carry on with middle-class lives. It makes little of a difference to them. In this case, economic. That's supposedly part of the vast canvas that is India.